This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. The FBI named a suspect in what it called an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee's campaign says Trump is fine after the shooting. An investigation into the incident is underway. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
The FBI identified 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks as the shooter, and the Secret Service says it fatally shot him outside the rally venue. Authorities say a motive for the attack is currently unknown.
State police have been in regular contact with the governor's office, and the full support and assets of the entire agency are behind the FBI and our other federal and municipal partners to assist with this investigation. The thoughts and prayers of the Pennsylvania State Police are likewise with the victims of this terrible act.
World leaders took to the social media platform X to denounce the attempt on Trump's life and to condemn political violence, while the nation's top-ranking Republican said America awakened to a surreal morning.
We've got to turn the rhetoric down. We've got to turn the temperature down in this country. We need leaders of all parties on both sides to call that out.
President Joe Biden said everybody must condemn the attack and that he was relieved by reports that Trump is doing well. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
President Joe Biden appealed to the nation for unity Sunday afternoon.
Unity is the most elusive goal of all, but nothing is important than that right now, unity. We'll debate and we'll disagree. That's not going to change, but we're going to not lose sight, in fact, who we are as Americans.
Biden plans to deliver extended remarks to the nation Sunday evening in a primetime address from the Oval Office. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com.